gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good night. Depending on what part of the world you're in.
Yeah.
We have a listener. Earth. We have a listener in the UK. Many, really? Actually.
Yeah. Good day, mate.
Australia.
That was really.
Here we go.
Well, right.
We're big in France.
Wrong hemisphere. Even, no, Chris.
No, I'm going to give him a shout out just to shut you guys up. Cyberdad UK follows us on Instagram. Yeah. So take that.
Thank you, man.
Also, some new followers we want to mention. The Dad Experience. Great guys.
Nice.
Small Steps Are Giant Leaps. Astronaut Harrison. BCammy24. Cool company called Dude Be Nice. Father's Eve. DJ Colgate. And Cyberdad UK. All followers of the Dad Time Out Show, which we are now beginning. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy night.
Thank you.
I'm nervous.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right. No alcoholic beverages tonight. All tea and
coffee.
Bye water. What's it called? Bay?
Because it's bye.
Bye water. B-A-I.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is our Thanksgiving episode. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready to talk turkey?
It's the wrong song.
Yo.
Oh, Lord.
Well, he's part of it, too.
I don't like
We're
when they merge.
For a lot of things.
That's right.
All right, this is going to be our Thanksgiving episode. We want to thank everybody for enjoying our Halloween episode. We had the most listeners to date.
Dang right.
So we are growing, and we are very grateful that you're taking time to tune in, listen in, enjoy us on the treadmill or the elliptical or the park or
the minivan. The long ride to work.
The long the ride. How long is your commute?
Some days can be 2 hours each way.
Oh my God.
So I listened to it a couple of times each way.
Big city living right there.
Heck yeah.
All right, this is the Dad Time Out Show, and we are glad to have you all around. We're going to have our Thanksgiving episode. We're going to be talking about all the foods that we eat, all the things that we're thankful for. We're going to have a little quiz at the end, going to talking about Thanksgiving, oddly enough. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be sprinkling this with Thanksgiving fun facts, dad jokes, and parent tweets of the week. So let's take it away and clink our non-alcoholic beverages on this beautiful California evening.
That's a terrible sound.
It's time for dad jokes.
All right, it's time for dad jokes. Let's get a nice laugh going to get everybody warmed up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was very eerie.
Scary.
Much.
It is time for dad jokes. Ben, we know you enjoy this tremendously. And hey, there's a Thanksgiving theme tonight. All right, there's a Thanksgiving theme. There will be prizes at the end of tonight's episode, potentially a copy of Southern Living magazine, and I might throw in a Lazy Boy recliner tonight. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm going to try.
So a copy of that and a Lazy Boy recliner. So dad jokes. Here we go. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Why did the cranberries turn red? Does anybody know why the cranberries turned red?
Because they are embarrassed.
They were boggy.
Oh,
Mark again.
He always
He's like a pun master.
Good guesses.
Yeah. Impressive. Is that right?
You know I don't have a guess.
I wish we had a video because
Ben is always so depressed.
He's checking usually out. Rubbing his face.
Checking out.
No, this one.
I do try, just for the record.
This one irks me. This one just irks me.
I try. I
get so mad.
Why did the cranberries turn red? Because they saw the turkey dressing.
Oh, yeah. I like yours too, though, Mark. Yeah. Creative, this guy.
Guys, can I just tell you something?
Tell us.
Yes.
Let me just say, Mark and I saw this on the way over here tonight, and it was a little bit, I wouldn't say disturbing, but interesting. We were driving by a playground, and we saw a potato and a sweet potato. And what we witnessed was the sweet potato told the potato, "Hey, I just found out I'm related to you." The potato said, "No, you're not." And the sweet potato replied, "Yes, I am."
Oh, jeez.
Yes,
wow.
I am, Ben.
New levels.
That's dirty.
New levels. Yes, I am.
Yam, Ben.
I get it. I get it. Like, if that's what you're wondering,
the why.
I get it.
You get the yam? But yam?
Yeah, give me a minute.
Yes, I am.
I love it. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of setup, though, for that
punchline.
That
was.
Yeah. But we saw it at the park.
It was crazy.
Guys, I'm telling you, my family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I just couldn't quit cold turkey.
I like
just couldn't quit cold turkey. Ben?
I like that.
You like that?
I like that one.
A little smile.
Yeah, he's smiling.
Smile.
He's not rubbing his face, so that's thumbs up.
High praise right there.
I know, Make no mistake, I like good jokes.
Yeah. These are all great jokes.
Go on.
Ben, Chris, Mark, what do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter?
Is that pumpkin pie?
Gourd squash.
I'm actually trying to figure it out.
Jacko.
Can you eat a
radii?
Gourd?
Sure you can. Oh, yeah. They're all food.
What? Yeah, of course.
I'm pretty
a pumpkin?
Do you eat it like a pear?
Put it in the oven.
It's like a squash.
Yeah, it's like a squash.
A bumpy squash.
Eat it. Mark, correct. Pumpkin pie.
Get
pie.
It.
That's what I said.
Pumpkin pie. P-I.
Yeah, right?
I'm not good at math.
That's okay.
The little sign. Yeah. Pumpkin pie.
Over-explaining.
I went there.
All right. That's it for dad jokes. We're all off the hook. Thank you, everybody.
Cold turkey. That's good.
I'm going cold turkey.
That was silly. Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet.
All right. Now it's time for tweets of the week.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when your kid does a thing.
The tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet.
Is that after that?
It's my baby that does that.
It happens right now.
Yeah. All right. Here we go with tweets of the week. This one is from Sarcastic Dad.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sarcastic Dad. Sometimes when my kid is really quiet at night, I forget they're not in bed. Damn you, daylight savings time. I'm still going to drink this glass of wine, though.
Yes.
Do you do that?
Oh, well, maybe in the morning.
Right? Where you're heading in there? Yeah. Little hair of the dog?
A little sharpener.
Kids are off to school. Daddy's pulled off in the alley.
It's a red wine.
A little bit of the hot stuff, you know.
It's got to be a better
Bailey's
choice.
And coffee?
Bailey's.
So, yeah.
You're
what,
that
yeah.
guy?
Where is that?
Where's what?
I'm just trying to figure out what the choice is. The AM choice.
It's pretty much the only AM choice.
I'm kind of a Bloody Mary kind of guy.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
But not before work.
you got to get to work first, and then you go.
Then you have a Bloody Mary.
Right, exactly.
We have a 10 o'clocker is usually when it's finally wound down, and my wife and I are lucky if we have an hour. And I just don't feel like having anything at that point. I'm already past the window of joy.
Yeah.
Now I'm like on the sliding board to the pillow. So
talking about PM now, right?
Oh, yeah.
PM.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. 10 o'clock drinking is no bueno.
But I love daylight savings time. I'm all about it.
Why? Do you really? Think it's because
we talked about this on another episode?
Yeah. Seasons.
I love it being dark at 5:30. I love everything holidays. I can't get enough pumpkin spice. I do not care if stores are putting out holiday stuff already. I am ready to roll.
Yeah, you don't care about the crossover, the abomination of Thanksgiving by Christmas and vice versa and all that.
Wow, it's all related.
Man, when they're rolling out Christmas stuff before Halloween,
it's okay.
It's commercialization, man, of it all. It's bad.
There is no crossover. Halloween is encroached by Christmas. There is no Thanksgiving.
I
know.
Was in line for the free Starbucks, not a sponsor. Yeah. Hopefully a sponsor. Free Starbucks cup the other day. It's the holiday cup, and it's reusable. And I got a peppermint mocha, and I feel like I'm in the holidays.
They're good at that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great at that.
I agree. There's similar feelings. I think they should stay isolated.
I had a pumpkin spice pumpkin spice English muffin today.
Wow.
Oh, so good.
Wait, pumpkin spice English muffin?
Yeah. Well, that rabbit hole away from sarcastic. Sorry, Sarcastic Ted. All right, this one is coming from Sweatpants Share. One of the better Twitter names.
C-H-E-R or S-H-A-R-E?
Yes, like, do you believe?
Fantastic. That makes me even happier.
If you want my kids to act thankful on Thanksgiving, serve Kraft mac and cheese, goldfish, and apple juice.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Do your kids have sophisticated palates? Do they try? Do they care?
Yeah, my wife's pretty, I would use a term that you would edit. food blank. But she's definitely a very, very conscious of the diet. So, not junk food's a treat, but yeah, they eat like kings. I'm trying to say, because my wife.
We do it, but it always amazes me how fast the actual meal goes through. I don't mean the body.
Okay,
Mr. Yeah,
that's what it sounded like.
I mean, it's all this preparation, all this food,
and
all this
smash.
A bit, and then kaboom, 15 minutes.
Wow.
20. Depends how big your celebration or not celebration. You know what I mean? Like,
20 minutes is the dinner, you're saying?
Well, the actual time where you sit down, you put the food on your plate, you're like, oh, this is delicious, Mary. Oh, these pearl onions are delightful.
Oh,
all this green bean casserole is to die for. But then you eat it fast, and then you're back.
It's because there's football.
Ours are pretty long and drawn out more.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
about
it.
Your kids are a little older.
So we're more of the big buffet, big family. Everyone gets the food.
How many?
It gets up to like maybe 50 people sometimes.
Whoa.
It's up in the barn. My in-laws.
What barn?
They own a chestnut farm. So they have this huge.
Epitome of fall. I've never heard these.
Oh, it's great. It's great. And then, big buffet. And then the rest of the time you're walking around, talking to one of the 50, just going around, introducing yourself to the new people that showed up that year and doing the craft. There's always some kind of craft like this. This year we made a quilt, you know.
What? You're the best Americans I've ever heard of.
I've never heard of this.
Quilt making at your Thanksgiving?
One year we brought out the loom.
I mean, I don't do it. I just show up and eat. Yeah. It's all them that they're doing.
Oh, you're just following.
Yeah.
Wow. See, we're lean because we have a smaller family out west. A lot of my family's in the East Coast, Tennessee.
Sure. Right.
About 8 or 9. But like, we have a tradition of pretty normal Thanksgiving, and then we go to the city and we watch the tree lighting from the hotel, and so that's kind of our drawn out thing. But with the actual physical meal, it's just like
really
turn and burn and baby. But I envy that. I love that. I think that's pretty awesome
to actually enjoy your food. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well,
20 minutes.
No, but I get it. Like, you crush it. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, after all that prep.
Usually it's because my kids are like melting something onto something else. But
well, yeah. Meanwhile, he's having chestnuts.
I know, making blankets
in the barn.
In the barn with his 50 cousins, he doesn't know.
Pardoning turkeys, like, you know.
Oh yeah.
Creating stuffing from scratch out of the field,
breaking out the loom,
picking cranberries from the bog up there wherever you go.
Nice.
It's pretty amazing. All right, so that was a nice rabbit hole. let's move on to Tragic Alley here. Another great Twitter name. I love Thanksgiving. Can't wait to slave for hours over a meal my kids will rudely reject in front of relatives who are judging my parenting.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's what actually makes the whole potluck idea of Thanksgiving work well, because it doesn't matter. You just take them all to one place, because we actually are going to go to a house this year and lots of different options, and people can just kind of.
Why are you just talking to your friend? Why are you talking to all of us?
He's just talking to his friend Chris over there.
No.
Well, you know, I'm relating to what Chris had to say.
Do you have a big gathering?
Every so many years, we get together with my wife's entire family, and it's pretty cool. It's like, 30, 40 people. So it's similar.
There you go.
Big crowd.
We're 30. Yeah, we're
30?
It's fun.
30 plus, usually. You know, big mom's whole side.
I'm quietly weeping.
Oh,
you can
sorry.
Come. You can come to the
You can come, dude.
Oh,
You can come.
I'm like
touch the loom.
You can come.
Touch the loom.
Touch the loom.
Touch the loom. Our last tweet is from Bill Dixon-ish. Bill Dixon-ish. Elementary school giggles coming from our participants here.
I like those kind of names.
Yep.
This is me. My Thanksgiving is the day after, when I eat a cold turkey sandwich in the middle of the night over the kitchen sink in my underwear alone.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious.
Right?
The best are those Hawaiian rolls, and then you just like grab a chunk of the turkey.
But that's the only time of the year anybody eats them, right?
No.
That's what's weird.
No.
You'll buy a Hawaiian roll like in summer?
Yeah.
My kids eat that for lunch almost every day. Oh, seriously,
they do very sell them. Sweet bread, or from Holland, and like even like a grain.
Here we go with the Holland card.
Told you guys? So I'm from Holland. I'm actually from Pleasanton, but whatever, close enough. But the, like 1 grain of sugar in that bread, and like, and the Dutch hate it. So I've been weaned off of all like that and a scrap of sugar and bread. So and that's the sweetest bread in the world. So whatever, you care. I know you don't care.
No, I'm just fathoming the fact that the Dutch hate King's Hawaiian bread.
No, sugar in bread. It tastes like an abomination.
Did they eat donuts?
No.
This is the second abomination we've got out of him tonight.
I think it's the third abomination.
Is it really?
How do you spell abomination?
You know how to spell it, MK.
A-B-O-M-A-N-I.
Anyway, sugar and bread. Not they don't go together, unless you're talking about cinnamon roll.
There's so many sugary breads. Come on, man.
There's sugar in all bread. Go to the grocery store and look. I challenge every listener here in UK or otherwise to look at every loaf of bread in America. And there's you cannot find any bread without sugar except maybe sourdough. It's crazy. It's disappointing.
Well, thanks, Dixon-ish.
Yeah, get over there.
Yeah. Wow.
Those tweets of the week.
Well, no, you know, Ben, speaking of that, did you know that Thanksgiving is the reason for TV dinners?
Oh.
In 1953, Swanson had so much extra turkey, 260 tons to be exact.
Oh, my Lord.
That a salesman told them they should package it into aluminum trays with other sides like sweet potatoes. And the first TV dinner was born.
I love those.
And they froze it up, shipped it out.
The Hungry Man.
Hungry Man.
Hungry Man. Salisbury steak.
Got to cut the foil off the dessert part.
Yeah. You know, yes. Just the dessert. I haven't had one since college, but I'm about to.
I know. Let's go get one, right?
Let's go get one. The brownie? Remember the brownie?
It's a Salisbury steak. Pray tell what a Salisbury steak
little mushrooms and brown sauce or something.
Dude, it was so good.
So good.
Two of them? Hungry Man had two of them.
Hungry Man. Let's go get one.
The corn.
Do they make those?
Corn. No, I haven't seen those. No, I'm writing it down now.
I'm going to get a Hungry Man, put it on our Instagram.
Hungry Man.
I was a big fan of the enchilada one.
What?
With the refried beans? Oh.
Swanson.
Yes. That sounds like a disaster in the making.
So good.
That one had the cherry pie.
So good.
There's Ben's
and,
pie.
And pause. The one with enchiladas had a corn cake.
Sorry, man.
One of those sweet corn cakes.
I'm telling you.
That was the dessert. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember the sweet corn cake.
I'm telling you.
All right. Well, thanks to Bill Dixon-ish, Tragic Alley here, Sweatpants Share, and our other fine folks who contributed to Tweets of the Week. Let's move on to 3, 2, 1, go.
Go!
Thank you, guys. All right, guys, it's time for 3, 2, 1.
Go!
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 Remember I changed it? It's no longer fastball.
Fastball.
Fastball was moving too slow. It was slow ball. So I changed it up. It's 3, 2, 1, go now. But, you know, here's another fun fact about Thanksgiving. Did you know the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade began in 1924, Ben?
Yep.
With 400 employees marching from Convent Avenue to 145th Street in New York City.
Employee parade.
Mark.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. No large balloons were at this parade, however, as it featured only live animals from the Central Park Zoo.
Wow.
That sounds dangerous.
Sounds so much better.
Right?
After 15 maulings, they've decided to change
up. After the cheetah got loose down Broadway, they changed it to a giant Smurf. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. We're going to go through a bevy of topics, and we'll either give one-word, five-word answers. We'll talk about a couple things all around the holidays. We already kind of bridged this, but quick question, first one up. Holidays, are they too soon? Ben seems to think it's a conglomeration of just one big holiday, and it's all about commercialism at this point. Mark?
You skipped? Okay, I got it.
I like Halloween to have its own time, obviously. But, you know, once Halloween passes, I'm good with thanks Christmas. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all good. I dig the smells and the foods and the time together with family. And I do like the whole daylight savings time thing. Things getting dark, lights outside, and it's rad.
And Chris, you're going from the chestnut farm.
I love it. I love it all. I think the longer the season, the better, right? Right after Halloween. You know,
am I allowed to
No, you can. Or, you no, can, okay. But I'm just saying.
Of course you can, Ben.
What's so bad about...
He just spoke for me. He spoke wrong. I think more like I see Thanksgiving as a warm-up for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the main event.
Great.
Holiday-wise.
Sure.
What about you, MK?
Is New Year's Eve it's still like there? Is it even a thing
It's like
anymore?
Practice, yeah.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve was there. Yeah. And still... Now it's like... we do old people New Year's Eve.
It's
like,
amateur night.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like, now it's just... We go quiet. I was only giving you a hard time, Ben. Mm-hmm. You know I affectionately...
Dude, I am very hard to offend. Very hard.
I see what Ben's saying, but I really... I think life's too short, and people that complain about having your decorations up too long, having them up too early. I like the seasonal foods, and I do like pumpkin spice, and I like peppermint mocha when it comes out.
You're waiting.
I look forward to this, and daylight savings time.
And the McRib.
There's nothing. And the McRib.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Did that still come out?
That's seasonal?
Yeah.
Is that a winter seasonal?
Yeah.
Wow.
McRib.
But you like a clear separation of the holidays. You don't like this big sliding board where like, here you go.
Yeah, I think I all deserve their own attention, yes. But, you know, I get it. The holidays. It has a similar feeling across the board. Warm and fuzzy. Love it, like all you guys do.
But does that make the new year a buzzkill?
I can't stand New Year's. I know I'm a downer, but like I just
that's not a downer necessarily. I mean,
I've never liked it. I don't know. Funny feelings. I used to try to like it, but then it always was a disappointment. Maybe it's because my girlfriend in high school was always making out with someone else or something.
Oh my lord!
Like that. Come on, guys, loosen up. It's funny.
You're throwing Cheryl under the bus. How many years
Cheryl?
Later?
I know, right?
Yeah.
You think my girlfriend's name was? You think I dated somebody named Cheryl?
Yeah, he
kind of looked like a guy. No offense to any Cheryls that are listening out there.
Back in 93.
We just lost two listeners.
We just lost two Cheryls. Sorry.
Cheryl and Karen's probably checked out, too.
And anybody with a wife
Karen
named Cheryl.
Getting picked on? I know a lot of nice Karens.
I know. Listen. No offense to the Cheryls.
Always asking for store managers.
No offense to the Cheryls. I was just trying to be funny. I'm a little bit off tonight. Anybody who's married to a Cheryl for that
tonight.
Matter. Jeez.
And
I'm a little bit off this decade.
All right, we've already kind of broken down traditions on Thanksgiving. How about a nice softball? How about some of your favorite foods that you look forward to on Thanksgiving? Like if someone says, what do you want on the table this year? Or do you create something that you look forward to creating? You can go right down. We'll start with Ben.
I like the waitress at the restaurant. I'm a little nervous. I'm going to say skip.
Oh, goodness.
What the? I jump right in. Oh, I'm like, come on, man.
Mark's eyes are like bugging out.
Green bean casserole.
Really?
Oh, my. That's what you led off with? Huh? Green bean. I'm just saying, out of all the cornucopia of.
And like, I like to make a sweet potato and yam combination.
Dude, stovetop stuffing.
Oh, come on.
Right off the bat.
Nobody needs stuffing.
You don't like stuffing?
No, I don't actually.
Stuffing.
What?
No. I don't do the stuffing.
That's actually my answer. My mom's stuffing.
Yeah,
there it is.
See? Stuffing.
Yeah.
I love stuffing.
Yeah. Definitely.
I love stuffing.
And the gravy.
Stuffing.
Put some on that.
Again, it's something you only eat at Thanksgiving, right? Do you guys, does anybody eat stuffing any other time? Except maybe Christmas.
Really? I do still.
That's true.
Like you'll have, hey, babe, let's make some stuffing tonight.
I'm going to make some right now.
It's a comfort food.
Really?
It's so easy to make too. The stovetop one. It's just breadcrumbs.
Stovetop,
yeah.
Right.
Stovetop. A stick of butter.
But
in there.
My mom sticks it in the turkey cavity.
You can't do that anymore.
Is that carcass?
Yeah,
is that
E. coli? Salmonella.
Not in California.
Dude,
it's legal.
Man.
It's
right?
Fine.
You don't put the in the carcass anymore.
Oh yes, you do.
Martha Stewart. She said.
My mom did say.
All right.
My mom said.
Hey, 3, 2, 1, go.
I will say one last thing. Crock pot mashed potatoes. That's it.
But what do you put on them?
It's potatoes, Yukon Gold, garlic.
You know,
cream.
The first Thanksgiving was held in the autumn of 1621.
Did they have crock pot mashed potatoes?
1621.
1621.
I didn't. It's cream cheese. Cream cheese is what makes it good.
Cream cheese. I like sweet potatoes. With marshmallows on top, and then you bake it in the oven, and the marshmallows like breakthroughable.
Yes,
you got to put like a layer of cornflakes or Wheaties between them. Trust me, is that nice crunch? I'm telling you,
I did not know. This is all out there.
You guys are like Thanksgiving amateurs.
This is really weird.
I guess so.
Do you put your, because we're divided table here, do you put your stuffing in the turkey?
No.
See?
Heck no.
I hope Ben's alive for 2020. Obviously, Martha Stewart's giving out some golden information.
Some Manila City.
I was doing that for good, you know, because that's how you, you know, but then, yeah. Now I'm like, no, don't do it. And I'll slap people's, like, spoons.
Why not, man?
Don't eat that. You know, the stuffing's flying all over.
That's typical paranoia, man. That's like, just stuff it in there.
Probably. That's how they've been doing it for centuries.
For centuries.
Yeah.
Mark had the green bean casserole. Tell us about that, Mark.
Oh, I don't need to. But soy sauce. Soy sauce is one of the keys to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how much
you steam the green beans. Here we go. You don't get the canned.
You know what I like on that, though? Are those little crunchy onions.
French's yes. Fried onions.
Shoestring onions or whatever.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Did you know that wild turkeys can run 20 miles per hour when they're scared?
I've seen it on Lake Chabot Road.
That's pretty good.
Who did that?
That was me. Hey.
Good job, Chris.
Hey, we don't need a soundboard, see?
Well, it's funny you made a turkey noise. Did you know Americans eat 46 million turkeys each Thanksgiving?
Goodness.
46
gracious.
Million. That's one for every six people. Oh, no. Meat. Seven. Wow. Sorry.
He just did math.
46 people.
Hmm. All right. Here's one. Fall, love it or leave it?
Love it. Favorite season.
Yeah. But give me the philosophical reason, because I know you get very cerebral.
You want? I definitely got one. I don't know if we got time for it. it's time that it's most apparent that the Earth is alive. Is that deep enough for you? Like the change of the Earth, like to see a manifest change, the color, the cold coming in, mm-hmm. the wind getting cold. Take deep breaths, and I can reboot in like 4 seconds of that if I step outside. It's my favorite. I don't even like the summer. Because it's hot, but when the fall kicks in, oh man, happy Ben.
We do say this where it's currently today. It was 73 degrees and sunny, but I love fall.
Oh, that chill.
But when I grew up in the Northeast, I could not wait for fall. I even drive here in California to streets that have a bunch of the trees. Just to see the leaves change in certain parts of town.
There's different personalities. It's weird. Like, I talked to this girl today. She's like, I could live in the sun every day. Not one cold day there. And, like, I lived in San Diego where there was sunny and hot, and there was cloudy and hot all year. And I moved because I couldn't stand it. But you know, like, when you feel the real seasons, that's, you know, I think our souls, our bodies were meant to feel those changes. And, yeah, man, like, give me that fall. It's my flavor.
Oh, absolutely. Well, also on that note, Ben, Californians consume the most turkey in the United States.
Oh, that's
annually,
right on the same, yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day every year.
Cool. Californians.
What about you guys? Do you like the fall, the winter?
Yeah, I love the fall. Although it feels in California we're lucky. It seems like it's kind of fally all year round, right? I mean, like
really?
Compared to everywhere else in the country, I'd say like we don't have like hard seasons.
No.
Right?
No, unfortunately.
Fall's the best time of year.
Fall's the best.
You got football, you've got playoff baseball, basketball starting, hockey's starting, the weather's killer. You got Halloween leading into Thanksgiving. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
It's the best time of year. Best
I call
season.
It shorts and sweater.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Could have done without that.
There
How about
are
you?
Trees with leaves falling and footballs are throwing and happy and cheer.
MK's
so, MK, how about
on
you?
A roll
what's your favorite season?
It's kind of doing it.
Fall. Fall. Okay. Fall. Deep fall and winter.
Deep
like,
fall.
I like winter. Mm. I like being cozy. I like it when it's dark.
Do you like rain? There's different types of people.
Love rain.
I love rain.
Love rain.
Fires in the
to
fireplace.
My point, yeah, there's like people that hate rain. It's like, that makes me happiest.
You know the band Garbage, Ben, sang
oh, yeah.
They were only happy when it rained.
Yeah.
I do. Courtney Love. Right. Yeah.
Courtney Love was in Hole.
That's Hole.
But
it's the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Please edit that. I sound really dumb right now.
Ben.
Courtney Love.
Mark,
Hole.
Did you know that Campbell's Soup created green bean casserole?
Oh, my.
For an
Lord.
Annual
wow.
cookbook 50 years ago, and it now sells $20 million worth of cream mushroom soup.
Yeah. You,
as a matter
of fact, their recipe calls for soy sauce in it, which is what gives
keep
it that
talking,
distinct flavor.
Please, no more recipes.
Did you know that?
I was going to say, though, how much do you think Campbell's sales go up come like September? or November through December. Campbell's soup must go skyrocket.
If you even see like the Thanksgiving must-haves at our food stores, like there's that whole section that's like stovetop stuffing, Campbell's soup, French's onion, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I get it. Final 3, 2, 1, go.
Sorry.
Cranberry sauce, blessing or curse?
Can be a blessing. Do it right.
Yeah. I don't like the jelly one.
I like the jelly one. It's weird.
Really? See, me too.
Yeah, I like the jelly one. It goes good with turkey, man.
It's real tart.
It's weird. Yeah. It's a weird, weird food, but it's just like grown up. Like if you grew up with Spam, now it's also good. It's that kind of thing.
I say that I've tried cooking it, and it's really better out of the can.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
I applaud people that make fresh cranberry sauce, and they make sure they tell you that it's homemade cranberry sauce.
Tastes like butt.
Yeah. To me, get some ocean spray.
Oh, my goodness.
Plop it out and cut it up.
Oh,
so good.
Totally. Slop it on there. Slop it on.
All right.
Well, Jimmy Thanksgiving over here is like, you know, the barn temperature is just right. We drain the cranberries at a perfect temperature. And
go out to the bog.
I love my favorite, honestly, is the post-game sandwich. Oh, I love the stuffing. Starbucks makes those, but...
You go back, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just get soft bread, turkey, cranberry, stuffing, a little bit of mayo.
A little bit.
Shabow. And I'm in my underwear.
And sitting at the kitchen sink.
At 1 a.m. Still watching football. Go on.
All right, that's it for 3, 2, 1, go. We went.
We sure did.
All right, good job, everybody.
Uh-oh, close by bald people.
All right, guys, it's time for Smart Articles by Smart People. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, your homework this week was, I've finally decided that it's much more beneficial to use the website 30 seconds, because then we know Ben will read it, because it only takes 30 seconds.
I'm animally opposed to reading anything.
I know. You like coming fresh in like with a hot take.
Yeah.
Off the cuff.
Like you're on The View in the morning. You just had your espresso and you're ready to just take on that topic. Well, listen, I'll be with all seriousness. In our last episode, we talked about self-care. Ben and I were telling Chris how we have different methods of calm, relaxation, meditation. Mark, you were as well, and yours was working out. And Chris was saying they have a hard time struggling, but we got a lot of feedback about that particular segment. So I thought we'd kind of continue that into this week. We could do a weekly update, like, how's Chris feeling today? All right, how was your commute? But no, the article is called Gratitude Beyond Thanksgiving, How to Use Mindfulness to Practice Year-Round Gratitude. It is from the website 30seconds.com. It's under the 30 Seconds Health, and it's by this wonderful lady, Julie Potiker. Again, I hope I'm always saying that right. But she says that we always get very thankful around Thanksgiving. But as far as like you're looking around the table and you're like, I'm so thankful for you. And like at our table, the kids will go around and everybody will name a few things that they're thankful for. And it's not necessarily the person sitting across from you. It's about life moments or things that have happened or health or this or that. So she's saying if you keep reminding yourself of that all year, you can be in a better space and you can constantly be thankful and update and refresh your buttons and look for things. Personally, before I go to bed each evening, almost every evening, my final thoughts will be things that I am grateful for that day. And it, you know, boils down to my family mostly and the health of relatives. And that's, you know, or if something good happens karmically, you know, or whatever. But I literally do that every day. And that's part of my regimen, as Ben and I were talking about. Like, I like to meditate and I like, that's my night clothes and not literal clothes, but that's the way I close the night. And I'm grateful for things that have happened. And then I'm alive, and then I'm in a great spot, and I'm still being creative, and I feel as young as ever, and I'm able to be with my kids, and da-da-da-da-da. So do you do that, or will you do that after reading this article? Mm-hmm. We could start with Ben.
Yeah.
And what's your insight on that?
Oh, man, I have to condense that, but I think gratitude. It has not just once a day. I mean, I try to do it every moment of the day, especially where we're all in a place when we're raising kids and things are so crazy, and we're not. I think most of us can look at our loved ones and almost at any moment of the day, we're not appreciating them as much as we're supposed to be, or as we should. I think when you think about friends who have lost, you know, even little ones, like the worst possible thing that can happen in this world is to lose your kid. The unimaginable happens to people. And just to know that that can happen to you is my check-in 2-3 times a day. Even if I'm mad at my kids, I just remember yesterday I was with a friend who lost his son 5 years ago to the day. And I drove home my perfectly healthy little kids. And I started crying because I was just like, well, my friend lost his son, and just putting yourself in that place is crazy. So I guess, you know, other people are martyrs for our happiness. The people that have true suffering are martyrs for our happiness. And then we have the responsibility to, it helps us appreciate our own lives because their suffering gives us extra gratitude. But yeah, in a place supernatural thanks. We're a praying family, so I pray with my kids and it's usually thank you for this, thank you for that. So gratitude, just teaching them gratitude for what we do have, and then because all of our time is going to come. So yeah, I think the more, it's kind of an elementary point, but it's deep in it, and I think everybody should try to live in that space as much as possible.
Yeah, she says in the article, like, being grateful really has a positive impact in your life.
Absolutely.
If you are just grateful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, when work can get insane, and you're like, at least I have a job, and at least I have a roof over my head, where a lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just share something with you briefly, because I want to move on to you guys. But November 20th, I will have officially outlived my mother.
Whoa.
She died very young. So it's really gotten me in this ultimate space of gratitude. Like, I'm still here. And we can break down that stuff on another episode. But I'm still here. And I need to appreciate every day on the earth. Because I look at all the things that she's missed. You know, grandkids, events, life moments. So that brings me around to the gratitude circle. And I do. I think it does positively impact your day if you're just mindful of things that we have versus what others don't. Mark?
I start every day with a prayer, being thankful for what I have. I tell people often throughout the day, whether it's my kids or coworkers or my wife, how much I appreciate them. I try and be really thoughtful about letting people know how important they are, how special they are, how appreciated they are. So thankfulness is not just a once a year situation. It's an ongoing everyday process. I love the article because I thought it was really interesting to write it down, because the act of writing really is something that we don't do often.
100%.
And so I'm actually going to, I have a journal, and I'm going to start doing that on a daily basis. I love what you said, MK, about being thoughtful about it at night, you know, being thankful for what happened during your day, or just, you know, culling out something that you're thoughtful for or thankful for. I love the article. I it really kind of hit home, and I was actually talking to one of my coworkers about it today after I read it, and I said, you know, this is something that I try and do, and she was like, yeah, you're really good at it. And I said, but I'm going to be more mindful about actually writing it down and committing to doing that act, because I think that that's really kind of the next step to living a more grateful life. So,
yeah.
Well, to it, I think it flexes the muscle of optimism. If you're looking at things that you're grateful for, even though they may be basic some days, they may be more grandiose other days, but you're looking at the brighter side of things, and you're not, we use rabbit hole a lot, but you're not rabbit holing your life the wrong way versus pessimism, and you're kind of recharges your batteries as well. Correct?
Yeah, I mean, I probably am the worst at it out of you guys. I mean, I try to encourage my kids to pray every day at dinner. So that's our one time. So we're not super religious, but we do the, you know, thank you for this and thank you for that. But yeah, I don't know. I think as people, we just sort of get on autopilot and get distracted by all the different things throughout the day. So it's really the last thing that kind of naturally pops into your mind. I think maybe just for me at any rate, it's I think, you know, maybe the article is something that I want to try a little bit more, which is like writing it down, or maybe not even in a journal, but like in, you know, like a digital format or something. But I think keeping a record of all of that stuff and looking back on that definitely might also have a good benefit of writing it down. But yeah, definitely I should probably be a little bit more mindful about feeling thankful and all of that, because I don't know, life kind of passes me by and right. another night goes by and I'm just trying to get to bed, you know.
This
so tired.
Is as good as it gets, right?
Yeah.
Like, you ever, I ride my bike to work and I just think, wow, this is really, if I can't be happy now, I can never be happy, because this is it, man. Like, I right now, my circumstances are perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
And you this can is see like people the sweet spot.
This is it. And like, so I'm always very humbled by like how perfect my circumstances are in life right now. And then happiness is dictated by attitude, you know, not by circumstance. I think that's an important reminder. You see people with much worse circumstances much happier, right?
So mm-hmm.
it shows you about your perspective on existence is going to be what checks your gratitude, you know, and your happiness.
It's about counting your blessings. Always
well,
your blessings.
You know, and she's pretty spot on. I really enjoyed this. Not that I would be argumentative toward the article, but I'm saying, like, she makes some good points. And if you're talking about, like, if you want to start tomorrow, so you're not doing it right now, you get that hot cup of coffee in your hand. Enjoy that moment. Breathe in that moment and just enjoy the coffee. Mm. Or if you have a great work day like you did today, which we'll talk about later, but enjoy that moment. Like,
being
don't
in the
be
moment.
Afraid to enjoy that moment and then be thankful for that moment later. And it could be when the sunlight hits your face as you're walking and the nice breeze hits and you're like, ah, oh, it just feels so great right now. Little things can build into bigger levels of gratitude, I think. And she was just saying, like, try to do the small things daily and then it'll build into the big things.
Well, I think that's what it's hard for me is training your mind to think about those things instead of the next thing you have to do or the next place you got to go or the thing that you forgot or all of that. So, like, you know, that's been sort of the bane of my existence is, like, everything is so busy with the family, the work, the kids and all of that, that, you know, there's so many things going on in my mind that the last thing I think about is, like, oh, being grateful, or like, oh, I really like the sun on my face. Like, I might I might feel that. But then, you know, it's hard. It's a habit, right? It's a habit where instead of me thinking, oh, let me take a second and really enjoy this moment with the coffee, I'm like, oh, man, I got to go back to that meeting. Oh, and then it's at 2 o'clock.
Right.
I got to do this. And da, 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 da. So it definitely gets kind of hard to break that mindset.
Well, you know, like they say, they who I don't know, yeah. can't shoot the 500-foot basket today, but you can keep shooting 5-foot baskets until it adds up to 500. So very grateful. I don't know who said that.
Yes. No one didn't catch on, though. That's why.
No.
Hook shot, 500 bass? I don't
Got
know.
It.
Well, again, she says there's no right way to do it, but if you are mindful, it'll eventually sure. have a good effect on you. So that is our smart article by Smart Person and Crix's health update. All rolled up into one. But really great stuff, and I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving, but we'll talk about that at the end too. But being that we're thankful for many things, it's great to talk about that stuff. Thanks, guys.
Palette quiz. Quiz.
All right, everybody, it's time for the parent quiz.
Yes!
Cue the quiz music. By the way, did you see, this is very topical, but did you see on Jeopardy yesterday?
Oh,
the final Jeopardy.
Final Jeopardy.
And the contestant wrote, "We love you, Alex."
Yeah.
I literally started. Aww. Yeah, I love Alex Trebek. I grew up on Jeopardy.
Well, he's done?
No. He's got pancreatic cancer, but it's coming back. So yesterday.
I mean, the show's done.
It's still going.
Sorry. Okay. Forget it.
No, it's still going. So there was a contestant yesterday. It was Final Jeopardy. And Alex has been very open about his treatments and what's happening and how he's going to battle it. But he's remaining strong and, you know, being Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. And the contestant blanked in the answer or whatever. But he wrote, "We love you, Alex," on the board, and they're like, "Let's see your answer." And then Alex Trebek,
choked up.
The contestants broke. Like everybody that was watching it this morning, it was really emotional. Yeah. So, bless you, Alex Trebek. I hope it's a nice, smooth ride for you right now. Things can't be easy. But on a happier note, here we'll move on to the parent quiz. And this one comes from, drum roll, How Stuff Works.
Oh,
so this is from
the website
How Stuff Works.
Love the house.
And of course, it's going to be Thanksgiving themed. Do you guys think I look like the Quaker Oats guy?
A little bit. If you had that hat and longer hair, I think maybe.
Do I look like the Quaker Oats guy?
It's just come. That's how I know you.
Yeah. It's like a pop-up ad just appeared on the thing, and I'm like, I really
me.
Better than Captain Crunch. All right.
Oh my God, I never noticed that.
He's got some awesome handlebars.
Yeah, if you had that, if you had the little mustache on that.
Yeah, man.
Admiral hat.
Hawaiian punch guy. Character. Punchy.
Goodness.
All right, guys, here we go. Thanksgiving version of the parent quiz. Why did President Franklin Roosevelt move Thanksgiving up 1 week earlier in 1939? A, to appease businesses. B, to accommodate soldiers. Or C, to fit in with this New Deal?
Ooh.
A, B, or C? Let's make it quick and fast and smooth.
B.
Chris says B.
I'm going B.
B. A.
For the soldiers.
The answer is A, to appease businesses.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes sense. Think about it. They wanted more time to sell Christmas. Right?
No, but the soldiers.
I know, but they wanted to sell Christmas longer.
All right,
Right? That must be the reason.
Yes. What protein source do scholars believe was featured at the very first Thanksgiving celebration? Was it fish, buffalo, or quail?
Quail.
Fish,
I'm gonna go
buffalo,
fish.
Or quail?
Fish. I'm going fish.
Yeah, I'm going fish too.
Quail. What?
It's going fish?
Right.
The correct answer is fish. Hmm. Venison and fish instead of turkey were probably the main sources of protein for that first communal gathering, as found out by the scholars, of course.
Tatanka.
Of course.
Buffalo.
Tatanka. I wrote it down. Tatanka.
All right, Ben?
Yeah.
You're a bit of a knowledge hound. The ancient Greeks held a 3-day festival every autumn to honor what goddess?
Hmm.
Aphrodite, Demeter, or Hera?
And when in autumn?
Aphrodite.
Yeah, Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
There's nothing to dictate.
Lord
which
Almighty,
one.
Aphrodite.
No, it's yeah. It was or Demeter.
Demeter
or Aphrodite
Hera.
Or Hera. Hera.
This is his wife. You're all incorrect. The correct answer is Demeter.
Demeter.
Oh, I believe that's how he say it, Demeter.
But why would? But how would we know that by season? What does it say anything about why?
The meat.
She was the goddess.
It says, every autumn, the ancient Greeks held a festival honoring Demeter, the goddess of corn and grains.
Corn and grain, the harvest.
Yes.
But more importantly, did you see Ben try and fact check me live?
He did.
He did. Fact check me.
We need to video this.
Yeah. People don't fact check anymore.
Well, yeah, obviously. All right. Chris, you brought this up earlier.
I'm sorry.
In Greek mythology, what did the cornucopia represent?
Horn of plenty.
A severed goat's horn. What did you say?
Horn of plenty.
A severed goat's horn, a basket full of autumn harvest, or a satchel belonging to Hera?
Goat horn.
Yeah. I'm going to say basket full of whatever you said, the harvest.
Harvest, okay.
Yes.
A goat horn.
I'm going goat horn, too.
I'm going from...
What? Goat horn.
This isn't really a kid-friendly quiz.
What are you talking about?
It's not goat
horn.
Jovial and light. It's a severed goat horn.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
it's
my.
From,
what have
it's
we been
from
drawing?
A book. It's from
all
a
these...
book, Daphnis and...
All these years, we've been drawing that cornucopia. With
virtual
the...
cornucopia of fun.
I didn't know that was supposed to be a goat horn. That's
it's a goat horn.
Do you know Mark has a lot of cats in his house? I think that's why you're sneezing.
Maybe.
He's got like 5 or 6 cats.
Like
is that why
your
eyes are closing and twitching? Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I'm fine.
I brought my eye drops this time.
I don't have that many cats.
Our babysitter called us last Friday. She's like, do you have a cat? I clearly can't breathe. Like, yeah, we got a cat? You didn't ask.
No, but Mark's
I got to go home. You got to come home because I can't breathe.
That is the best babysitter impersonation I've ever heard.
She couldn't breathe. That's what that is.
Little cat, I can't breathe.
She's an old English woman.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Who's Mrs. Doubtfire? Oh, which state?
Which state was the first to make Thanksgiving a yearly occasion before it became a national holiday? Was it Massachusetts, New York, or New Hampshire?
I'm going New York. New York.
New Amsterdam. Yeah.
What do you say?
New York was called New Amsterdam.
New York.
He's going another level. All right. What do you say?
New York.
It's got to be New York.
New York. We all said New York.
It's New York.
Of course
it is. Yeah, it's New York.
Because the...
New York.
This one's so easy. Why is it even in here? Okay. What food do more than 90% of Americans eat on Thanksgiving?
Candy corn.
Apparently the quiz maker got bored.
What?
Is it cranberries?
How did they get in there?
Cranberries, candy corn, pumpkin pie, or turkey?
Turkey.
Really? A turkey.
Pumpkin.
Okay. Or is it a trick question?
Officially,
is it a trick question?
90% of Americans
eat this on Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Turkey.
What's the other one? Pumpkin pie? That could probably be
dumb
one
not
too.
To say
no,
turkey.
But turkey. Yeah. Not everybody likes
turkey. If you're going to eat any of that other stuff, you're also eating turkey.
It's
my
turkey.
Father-in-law doesn't like turkey.
It's turkey. Okay, I give up. It's turkey. Right,
right. Give up.
Jeez.
I know. Candy corns. That's how we ate back on the farm.
Hey,
when we
were back in the barn. Chestnuts in the barn.
After the bog.
After we got the cranberries out of the bog.
I don't think Chris is Irish, but yeah.
He's got the right coat for it. Look at him.
Okay. Scottish. Did you know? So this is very interesting before we get to our final question. The most popular and unique Thanksgiving food traditions in the country as compiled by General Mills and Betty Crocker.com and Pillsbury.com. Boom. So it's legitimate.
Totally. Well, the biggest.
Fact check that.
Tennessee. Ben. Sausage balls.
Ooh.
Georgia, sweet potato casserole. Alaska, cinnamon rolls.
Huh?
Arizona, shrimp. California, macaroni and cheese.
What's the question?
There's no question. I'm just spouting out.
I was trying to remember all this.
I was trying to memorize.
Don't stress,
the answer
guys.
Is macaroni and cheese.
We're just having a little fun.
It's neck and neck
here.
Here's
the final question. Final question. Well, we don't know.
Okay.
About how much turkey does the single American consume every year?
Every year?
Now, we can do this two ways. Hold on. Would you like to guess, and whoever
Let's
comes
guess,
the closest
yes.
without going over?
Let's do Hold that. On. That's the way to break the tie. Aldo, I think Ben is leading.
No, me and Ben are tied.
All right, so take a guess. How much turkey does the single American consume each year?
6 pounds.
Okay, Chris says 6. This is the closest without going over. We'll win the quiz.
Oh, then I go to $1.
Okay, Mark?
Six pounds. I'm going
6 pounds, he says.
Average American.
I'm going 3.
Interesting. Closest without going over.
All the Subway sandwiches.
6.1.
How dare you?
How about you round it out?
7.
The correct answer, surprisingly so. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the typical American consumes 13.4 pounds of turkey per year.
Clear
that
winner.
Same year, the typical American ate 4.7 pounds of sweet potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Over the course of a year.
Of a year.
Well, think about how some people must eat 40 pounds of turkey.
Yeah, a pound of turkey a week? That's not that much.
That's
if you
not
think
that
about
much.
Think
a family gets a pound of turkey a week.
Who eats that much turkey?
Like, think about all the sandwiches.
The sandwiches,
a
man.
Month,
but per person?
Somebody's I'm telling you, somebody's driving that average way up.
Somebody's eating my share because I ate turkey at Thanksgiving. That's
well,
about
I'm
it.
Just telling you, that's what the Quizmaster How Stuff Works does not.
It's pretty American,
so
though.
So tonight, the winner is
American.
Ben.
Club Ben, congratulations.
Lazy
Ben.
Boy.
Yeah.
When it counts, Ben. When it counts.
Ben, for your effort, you're going to walk away with a brand new Lazy Boy with temperature controlled shin guards, and also a Southern Living magazine featuring front porch ideas and praline casserole. Congratulations, Ben. You are tonight's winner, and that's the parent quiz.
If only I had room for it.
All right, guys, thanks for a great show. Thank you very much. Give yourselves a nice round of applause. We ordinarily do tips of the week here, but I think since it's Thanksgiving and we're all grateful, I'll say I'm grateful for you guys. I'm glad our podcast, this is almost a year.
Hey, all right.
And we've got a lot of really fun, dedicated followers. We're thankful for you, and we're thankful you taking your time out of your day to listen to what we have to say. As always, if you have feedback or any notes for us or stuff you want to talk about, feel free to text or email us at dadtimeout@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're on all three of those. And we are incredibly just grateful for all the things we have. How about one thing from each of you guys? What are you most thankful for going into this?
Just like on point what we said, just a healthy family, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat that.
I'm thankful for you guys.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah, actually, I'm thankful for the show and you guys and for my lovely family and my friends.
And all your cats.
Got a lot of cats.
You got
5,000.
5,000 cats.
Who won the quiz again?
Ben won the quiz. Okay. I'm thankful that Ben actually won once.
We are thankful.
Just checking.
Once again, we'll post the link to our article from 30seconds.com as well. We'll be back with our Christmas episode, and we're going to start having some individual interviews. We're going to be talking to some cool parents around the country because I just got some new equipment, and I'm dying to test it out.
Hey-o.
But have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Be safe out there. Enjoy your families. Love one another. Peace out.
Peace out.
You're amazing. Amazing.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.